The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue has a bye this week before hosting Minnesota on October 7th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to go into bye week, and disappointed in the outcome of our last game against Michigan, but I thought our guys played hard and we competed and had our chances. Unfortunately, came up short, but looking forward to getting guys healthy this week and then getting ready for Minnesota the following week.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal.
Hi, Jeff. Yesterday, Jim Harbaugh called the hit on his quarterback egregious. I guess, how did you view the hit on Wilton Speed?
I didn't see anything egregious about it. I thought he made the tackle, and I don't think there was a penalty called on it, was it?
No, there was not. But just a clean play up from your standpoint?
Yeah, from my standpoint, yes, it's exactly what it looked like.
Just on the injury front, I mean, what guys won't practice for you this week?
Well, we've got quite a few guys that will be limited. We're trying to get them healthy for the next game. But last week going into the Michigan game, Juwan Bentley was limited in practice. T.J. McCollum, T.J. Jallo on defense. On offense, we had Grant Hermans and Tario Fuller, our running back, and there might have been one or two others. Those are the main ones that I can recall right now. Austin Larkin was injured in this past game. He'll be out for a little bit as well, and we'll try to get all those guys healthy as much as we can for our next opponent, Minnesota.
Any update on David's shoulder?
Oh, and David had a slight AC sprain in his shoulder. He'll be limited this week. We're hopeful that he can practice next week with us.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Coach, obviously Coach Harbaugh also talked about your locker rooms and your university put out a statement. I was curious what your reaction was when you first heard his thoughts on that and how you feel about the locker room situation across the conference from your own perspective.
Well, I haven't been to a lot of the locker rooms in the Big Ten yet, so I couldn't tell you for sure on that. I know a lot of the visiting locker rooms you go across the country, it's not like you're going to change in the Marriott Hotel. They're normal locker rooms and definitely doesn't have all the frills that you'd love to have, but it's a visiting locker room and you take it for what it's worth and you deal with it. So that's kind of my experience with visiting locker rooms. I haven't been in a whole lot of collegiate visiting locker rooms that are extremely, extremely nice and comfortable for the visiting team.
Were you happy with the statement that got put out as a university and sort of the tone that it struck?
Well, I think that, we have a game management staff here that has constant communication with all of our visiting teams, and there's nothing we hide from them, and we're definitely open to discussing anything with anybody on any matter, and that's what we've done throughout the entire year, and we want everybody to have a good experience when they come here, so that's always, something that we're shooting for, but I think that our game management staff handled that, and there was open communication, and, I agree with their response.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Your assessment of your team after four games?
Well, you know what? I think through four games, the main thing we've been trying to shoot for here is just giving great effort, playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, trying to finish everything we start. And when we leave the field, just know that we've competed to the very end and we've had a lot of fight to us. So I think in those aspects for 4 weeks. We've done that. I've been very happy and proud of our players' effort. I think they're giving us everything they can. They're working extremely hard to try to improve and get better. And I think that we've definitely had multiple chances that even in our two losses to find a way to win just came up short. So there's, you know, obviously tons of room for improvement and a lot of areas to get better, but the effort is there, and that's what we want to see. Now we just got to try to improve as a staff and as a team.
You look at your team right now. Who has impressed you so far that no one's really talking about right now?
Well, you know what? Ever since I got here, and even in the summer and fall months, I've been impressed with our defense. I think we've got some guys with experience and that can play football and that look the part. And so far, they've definitely showed me what I've seen all along. I think we've got Jalen Robinson on the front. That's a very consistent guy that does a very good job for us, and he plays a lot of plays. He's gives great effort. I think our linebacking core with Jawan Bentley has been very good this year. Marcus Bailey gives us a very good linebacker on the outside, and even T.J. McCollum, the transfer we got from Western Kentucky, has done a very good job for us. And really, our secondary, Jacob Thieneman, kind of stood out for us. He's kind of the quarterback of the defense, and I think we've been a solid crew. And I like you know, even some other players on that defensive side, and we're building depth. So I think that side has stood out. I think on offense, you know, we're a work in progress, but our guys are giving great effort. We're going to continue to try to improve, and I think our guys are playing hard.
Thanks, Coach. Enjoy the bye week.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you very much.